Escuche ya.
Call me a mature, call me a pose.
It's the podcast called Culture Shock's Shockwave, Lansawanya Radio, and this episode is definitely sending shockwaves through the music industry, especially the UK, European, and ska business, because Mr. Terry Hall has passed away. Lead singer for the British ska band The Specials, died at the age of 63 after a short illness, and we'll tell you more about that later in the program. The singer found fame with the Two Tone Band in the 1970s and 80s with songs such as Ghost Town, A Message to You, Rudy, and Gangsters. In a statement, the band said, "Terry was a wonderful husband and father and one of the kindest, funniest, and most genuine of souls. His music and the performance encapsulated the very essence of life. The joy, the pain, the humor, the fight for justice, but mostly the love." Before The Specials, Terry was in a previous band, and their album Dawning of a New Era is credited to the Coventry Automatics, also known as The Specials. And that was some of the music we kicked the program off, their rendition of Concrete Jungle and Too Much Too Young, which is based on demos that ended up on later albums. The album officially released in 1993, and it's a collection of those demo recordings from 1978 when the band was still known as the Automatics. They would shortly rename themselves the Coventry Automatics before eventually becoming the Specials. The release is notable for featuring an early lineup of the band, featuring original drummer Silvertone Hutchinson, and before the addition of Toaster Neville Staple. It was the first release of recordings of three songs not otherwise recorded by the band, namely Wake Up, Look But Don't Touch, and Jay Walker. Rock and Roll Nightmare was on that album, but was later retitled Pearl's Cafe and appeared on their second album, More Specials, which also featured on that edition Rhonda Dakar on additional vocals of one of their other two-tone bands. The original lineup consisted of Jerry Dahmers on keyboards, rhythmic guitar, and backing vocals from Linville Golding, lead guitar with Radiation Byers, Sir Horace Gentleman Panther on bass, Silvertone Hutchinson, as we mentioned earlier, on drums, and vocals by Terry Hall. Now, formed in Coventry in 1977, the band were part of a ska revival in the UK, combining elements of punk rock with ska, reggae, and rocksteady music. This affectionately named became known as Two Tone, of which the group marketed to a wider audience through their own label, Two Tone Records, which we'll tell you more about. They often took on the socio-political sound in response to Margaret Thatcher's conservative government, as witnessed in The Specials' iconic 1981 song, Ghost Town. And we're going to hear that tune, and this is one of the most melancholy, endearing songs of the time, and really was felt by the people because it really showed that feeling of what was going on in England at the time. This is Lansawanya Radio with Shockwave, a podcast all courtesy of Culture Shock.
Bands won't play no more.
The Specials were formed in Hall's home city of Coventry in 1977 by Jerry Dahmers, Linville Golding, and Horace Panter, and initially went by the name, as we told you earlier, The Automatics. Hall's tenure with the band began following the departure of original vocalist Tim Strickland in 1978 with Neville Staple. Roddy Byers and John Brady joined a year later, who became the drummer. The group rose to fame in 1979 in the UK with a BBC One radio DJ, John Peel, who played their debut single, Gangsters, on his show. The Specials released their debut single, Gangsters, which is actually a reworking of Prince Buster's Al Capone in 1979. And here is that original track from The Specials, known as The Gangsters, on Culture Shock's podcast called Shockwave. It's The Specials with their first top 10 song and their first song ever released, top 10 in the UK in the summer. And by the fall, The Specials put out their self-entitled debut album, which was produced by Elvis Costello and featured backing vocals from The Pretenders' Chrissy Hynde. The Specials then went on to release their debut album, aptly titled The Specials, as we kind of just told you, but it contained the hits A Message to You, Rudy, and Too Much Too Young. And we're going to play A Message to You, Rudy, one of our favorites, on the podcast called Shockwave, all courtesy of Culture Shock. My name is Lanso on your radio. Hope you're enjoying this. And it is a sad day. One of my all-time favorite bands, The Specials, Terry Hall, has passed away.
Around. Better think spinning around. Tires straighten right out. Better think of your future.
It's a message to Mr. Terry Hall, the lead singer of the Specials. Hey, we still love you, and your music and your work will live on forever. And in the fall of 1979, the two-tone tour featuring the Specials, Madness, and the Selector sold out venues across the UK. The Specials' self-titled debut album, produced by Elvis Costello, was an instant rebel nerd touchstone. Songs about the absurdity of adult coupling, as in Stupid Marriage, disgust over the urban brutality, as in Don't Make It All Right, and alienation with their song Blank Expression, struck a chord with the generation of disenfranchised teens, while Too Much Too Young turned the band's acid wit to the issue of contraceptive with the lyrics, "Keep a generation gap, try wearing a cap, my friend."
You've done too much, much too young. Now you're married with a kid when you could be having fun with me.
Oh no, not doing the one big thing.
You've done too much, much too young. Now you're married with a son when you should be having fun with me.
Oh, we don't want, we don't want the one big thing.
Ain't take you, no, we ain't.
It's a special on the specials, Terry Hall. It's the podcast called Shockwave, courtesy of Culture Shock. I am Lanzo on your radio. The following year, the specials earned their first number one song with that song, Too Much Too Young, the title track to their EP of the same name. They followed that up in 1981 with a second number one single for 3 weeks, Ghost Town, going on to spend 10 weeks in the top 40. Terry explains the weird success. He says, when we picked up a gold disc for Ghost Town, I felt really bad about it, he said. You are being told to celebrate this number one record that is about what is happening, the mess that we are in, and I felt very uncomfortable. More Special released actually the album in 1980, but their music and their message both caused tremors in England. Quote, our government leaders aren't interested in knowing the way people feel, Hall said in 1981. And Special songs, often written by keyboardist Jerry Dahmers, were like telegrams from a dull queue giving voice to frustration and horror. Well, we're going to play two songs from that More Specials album. First, a great song to live by that says, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. And we'll follow that up with what was going on in England at the time. It definitely caused a rat race.
It's good to be wise when you're young, 'cause you can only be young but for once. Enjoy yourself and have lots of fun. So God help my brother, never done.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
A song basically about the Babylonian system that is also popular in Rastafarian reggae music. Hey, if you're working for the Rat Race, you're no friend of mine. And that ended up causing some problems, citing internal disagreements. Hall, Staples, and Golding left the Specials in 1981 and formed a new project called Fun Boy 3. Their 1982 self-titled debut reached number 7 on the UK albums chart, with their 1983 follow-up, the David Byrne-produced Waiting, achieved 2 top 10 singles with The Tunnel of Love and their rendition of Our Lips Are Sealed. Now, here's the version of Lips Are Sealed that was originally done with Jane Wiedlin of the Go-Go's, with Terry, who dated her for a short period of time, and originally released first by the Go-Go's on their album in 1981, and was based on love letters written by Terry to Jane. This is Fun Boy 3 and Our Lips Are Sealed on Shockwave, a podcast all courtesy of Culture Shock. I have Lanso on your radio playing the music of one of my favorite all-time singers, Mr. Terry Hall. Fun Boy 3 ended up with 7 singles in the UK top 20, including Really Saying Something, a 1982 collaboration with the girl group Bananarama, which got substantial play in the U.S. dance clubs. Meanwhile, Dammers and a few other Specials associates continued on as the Special AKA, which also produced some great music. They also formed the two-tone label, which had bands like The Selector, Madness, and The English Beat. Since then, new ska revivals appear regularly, and some of the more successful ones is obviously Orange County's band No Doubt, who's actually looking at a potential reunion. No Doubt actually covered one of the Specials' first songs, Gangsters, with Terry Hall as a guest. They also made Hall a guest star in their video for Sunday Morning and returned the favor with a walk-on appearance in his video of 1997 called Ballad of a Landlord. Hall's other musical ventures included the mid-80s band The Color Field on the album Virgins and Philistines, contained all original material except the Hammond song, a cover of the Roaches song, and in the U.S., Can't Get Enough of You, Baby, written by Lindsay Randall, which was the only track that received much airplay. Vegas was a short-lived project he formed with the Eurythmics' Dave Stewart in 1992. He also released two solo albums, 1994's Home and 1997's Laugh. In the 2000s, Hall collaborated with the Gorillaz on 9/11, featured on Toots and the Maytals' Grammy Award-winning reggae album, True Love, and provided vocals for many of the tracks on the Dub Pistols album, Speakers and Tweeters, which is actually, both those albums are very good. Here's the Toots and the Maytals track, and what I love about this song is it pairs Terry Hall with the legends of ska from that era. Not only Toots and the Maytals, but it also included the Scatolites, who are basically given credit as the foundation of ska, and Daddy Uroy, who had seven of ten number one hits in Jamaica back in the 60s, and somebody who recently died as well. We're going to hear those two tracks. First, it's Never Grow Old, Toots and the Maytals, featuring Terry Hall, the Scatolites, and Daddy Uroy. The second track is just as good as the original, Gangsters. This time, it's done with the Dub Pistols on this week's edition of The Shockwave, a podcast all courtesy and produced by Culture Shock. My name is Lanzo on your radio or wherever you may be listening to it. We do thank you for listening.
We're ready.
Now I'm living life in love, 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 but everything I've got to show the money gives, I will say.
The Specials would go on to have several lineup and name changes over the years, eventually dissolving in 1984. Various iterations of the group would reform in the following decades. And in 2018, the Specials announced Encore, the first new music from the band since 2001, to which Hall contributed greatly. Here's two of my favorites off of the album Encore, released in 2018. They are, the second one's going to be Vote For Me. The first one here is called Embarrassed By You, retaining, kind of going back to that old original Special sound that we all know and love. And of course, I liked some of Terry's stuff when he went off and ventured, but the core of their music that I loved was the ska and the two-tone era, which I think most of us is where we fell in love with Terry Hall and the Specials. But here's one, Embarrassed By You, on the podcast called Shockwave. As the shockwaves are running through the UK, the ska scene worldwide, much love and respect to Terry Hall, who passed at 63 years old.